All right, so this is factors correlated with sedentary girls' body mass index. This was a research practicum that I worked on with a primary investigator, Lorraine Robbins, who's in nursing. Unjai is also a doctoral student, and she's in statistics. Karen Pfeiffer is a kinesiologist at Michigan State University, and Kimberly Myers in the Department of Education at Michigan State University. So it was an interdisciplinary team. And this was funded by an R21 grant from the National Heart, Lung, Blood Institute. So, and they're applying for an R01 right now, so. Oh, and I wanted to let you know, too, just this previous one, that I do have not any relationships to disclose. The background for this particular study was that I was very interested in the problem with obesity and overweight in U.S. girls, because 35.2% of 6 to 11-year-olds and 33.3% of 12 to 19-year-olds are overweight and obese in the U.S. Obesity contributes, as you know, to heart disease, diabetes, and quite a number of health issues. It's also a very costly disease, and it's estimated to be, right now for children, $14 billion. So it's a very significant problem. And we also know that overweight children have an estimated 70 to 80% chance of becoming overweight adults and obese. This particular slide is based on Ogden's study over the last years from 1971 to 2008. And because I'm from Michigan State, of course, everything has to be in green. So the dark green is ages 2 through 5. The medium green is 6 through 11-year-olds. And the light green is 12 to 19-year-olds. And what this slide represents is a prevalence of obesity among U.S. children and adolescents based on BMI of equal to or greater than 95th percentile, and that's based on the CDC growth charts, as many of you are probably aware of the CDC growth charts. As you can see, I drew a red line in here to demonstrate that healthy people 2010 would like children to have less than 5% of obesity prevalence in this age group, between ages of 2 through 19. And so I drew that line in there just to show you that we are certainly not anywhere near making that particular goal a possibility. Correlates of obesity in the literature have shown that race ethnicity is a correlate of obesity, and that may also be related to the socioeconomic levels. But grade in school as well as age, as that increases, that girls become more obese. There are also cognitive perceptions related to obesity, such things as how important the girls feel that activity is or their attitudes toward physical activity. We've also seen in the literature behaviors, and I think some of you probably have heard this, eating habits, drinking sweetened beverages, lack of milk consumption. Also, physical activity, how much are they involved in actual physical activity, and how much are they involved in other types of activity that are sedentary and that takes up a lot of their time, like TV viewing, video playing, and computer use. So those are important factors to look at. So the purpose of this particular study was to examine the factors, socio-demographic, cognitive, and behavioral, that were associated with obesity among sedentary 10 to 13-year-old girls attending an urban elementary and middle school. The conceptual model was based on Pender's health promotion model. The design was non-experimental and exploratory. We used a convenient sampling, and data was collected in the spring and the fall of 2009. The girls were needed to be in the 5th through 7th grade and going into middle school at two particular schools. And they needed to report not meeting the national standards, which are for 60 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity daily. They also need to be able to read, understand, and speak English. Exclusion criteria were if they participated in a sport or organized physical activity more than 3 days a week after school, they would not be able to do the intervention that was planned for this particular study. What I'm looking at is not the intervention. I'm looking at the baseline data before the intervention, just so that we understand that. The recruiting process occurred in the schools with parents and girls at different events that were happening, and also during school time they approached girls. 259 girls and parents were approached, 200 packets were distributed, and 90 girls returned consent and assent forms. Four were ineligible because of the inclusion-exclusion criteria, so the sample size ended up being 86 girls. The measures that I looked at, the independent variables were sociodemographic of age, grade in school, race, ethnicity, and then the cognitive factors were their perceptions of physical activity, and basically in two different areas. One, I looked at importance of physical activity, what factors they felt were important to do as far as physical activity was concerned, and the other was, were they active now, and were they going to be active in the future? Behavioral things that we looked at was their current involvement with physical activity, sedentary behaviors, and we grouped TV and video viewing together, and as other studies have done, and then also computer time. Eating habits were some of the ones I mentioned before, number of sweetened beverages, milk intake, diet beverages, and then we also looked at whether they ate breakfast and whether or not they had the number of servings per day of vegetables and fruits. The dependent variable was body mass index, a percentile based on the CDC growth charts, and these are what the growth charts are. Underweight is less than 5%. I think most of you know this information, so I'm going to move on. Our data analysis was by descriptive statistics, correlational tables, and logistic regression. The sociodemographic factors were interesting that most of the girls, the highest percentage, was in the 11-year-old age group. The majority were in the fifth grade going into the sixth grade. And the race ethnicity, we also noticed that we had quite a variety of different races and ethnicities, and that one was difficult for us to figure out how to divide that. So we did it by race and ethnicity. But you can see that we have a very good mix of girls. In the other category were four Asian girls and then one Latvian girl. So that's what consisted of our other. We also had 77.8% of the girls in the free or reduced lunch program, indicating low socioeconomic group. For the cognitive factors, we looked at active now and active in the future, and we asked them whether this described them a little or not at all, or little, somewhat described me, and then describes me a lot. And as you can see, that describes me a lot was not real high. It was more that they describes me a little or describe me somewhat. But so the girls knew that they weren't terribly active right now, but what they did hope was that in the future they would be more active because the percentage increased 54.7%. Physical activity behaviors that we looked at how active these girls were now. Only 88% were involved in two or fewer days a week of physical activity, so not very involved in PE classes. They were 90.7% were not involved in sports, and 72% were not involved in any physical activity programs. And we sort of assumed that because that's the way we recruited these girls. The sedentary behaviors of 3 or more hours of viewing time, TV and video, and computer use, you notice that there's an increase from their weekday up to the weekend. And as you see, the percentages aren't terribly high, though, for either of those. We sort of expected that those would be higher than that. To summarize this particular slide, what we found is that the girls had unhealthy eating habits, and that there was low milk intake, that there were low servings of one or less, fewer than the vegetables and the fruit consumption, and that there was increased consumption of sweetened drinks and of fried foods at fast food places. And 57% of the girls did eat breakfast. The dependent variable was body mass index, and we found that the mean for these girls was 23.85%. The average mean for girls of this particular age group is 18%. So these girls had increased BMI. The percentile was 76.6%, and girls of this particular age group should be at 50% is what the average would be. So we definitely had girls that were overweight to obese. And remember, we were not recruiting for overweight or obesity. We were simply recruiting by sedentary behavior. When you add up the obese and overweight, we had 52.3% of girls that were in that category. So the logistic regression showed that active now, whether or not they felt they were being active now, and the weekday hours of computer time were important to BMI. But active now, the more active they were, the less their BMI was, which made sense. And then the weekday hours of computer use didn't make sense, because the more active they were in their computer use, the higher their BMI was, or the less their BMI was. So that was kind of an interesting factor. So what I decided to do was look at active now and look at whether or not there were things correlated to being active now, since BMI, and perhaps the question I asked wasn't the correct question, and maybe some of you have had that happen when you started in your research. Oops. So what I looked at is active now, and there were quite a few factors of importance correlated with being active now. All of these of importance being an exerciser, someone at this time in their life playing sports, being someone that others see as a person who exercises. Being good at sports was the only one that didn't have a strong correlation. And having fun was extremely important to these girls. Yeah, it gets better. These are the factors in the logistic regression that were very significant, and so these were all associated: the importance of being an exerciser, physically active person, importance of being good at more sports, and weekend hours of TV and video viewing was a negative factor, which is encouraging that the more the girls watch TV, the less that they were active now. And the BMI percentile, once again, the higher the BMI, the less active these girls were. So discussion is that recruiting sedentary or low active girls resulted in a majority of these girls being overweight or obese, which indicates that we don't have to recruit by obesity or something that would be a stigmatization to these girls, but we can actually recruit by whether or not they're active. Girls perceive that being physically active is important. In fact, the highest importance factor was having fun. They really like to have fun, but that many of them are not involved in physical activity. And the weekend screen time also showed that their perceptions was directly related to their perceptions of being physically active. Some limitations of this particular study, of course, are their small size, and all of these measures were self-reported, so you get some of that social desirability in there as well. But I feel that the implications for public health are that we can recruit girls to what was to be an intervention for physical activity by using rather than their physical activity levels rather than obesity and that type of thing. So, and we need to look at sedentary time. We decided to split the question of TV and video time separately, because when girls are watching TV, they have their hands free and they can eat during that time. But during video playing, many of them have their hands busy. So we think that that may be something that's important to look at. And there are certainly more opportunities needed for girls in physical activity, as I think that this demonstrated. Thank you.